Next patient was Michael Croce, C-R-O-C-E. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, date of birth, 10-3-1950, date of visit, 2-5-24. Please make a copy for Michael Townsend, M.D., Q-W-N-S-E-N-D. Next paragraph. Dear Mike, thank you for sending Michael Croce for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is asthma and sleep apnea. Next paragraph. This is present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has a prior history of asthma since childhood, has been on inhaled bronchodilators, including albuterol inhaler as well as Symbicort inhaler, two puffs twice a day. The patient has fatigue, he has bruising, and he has had fibromyalgia with muscle and joint pains, and has been fatigued with minimal activity. The patient recently went for he went for a chest x-ray 6 months ago, which showed no active pulmonary disease. He does have a CPAP mask at home, which he does use at night. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of right hip surgery with hip replacement and a history for sinus surgery and left shoulder surgery. He also had a history of prostate cancer and received radiation therapy. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke and does not drink alcohol. Next paragraph. Can you please change the allergies? Allergies to Demerol, penicillin, and codeine. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of a stroke, mother died of old age. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies double vision or cataracts. He has had vertigo and hoarseness. And he has urinary frequency. He has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea or rectal bleeding, and he does have some jaw pain, arm pain, and calf muscle pains, and leg swelling. Next, med list includes azelastine nasal spray, two sprays in each nostril daily. Albuterol inhaler, two puffs PRN. And cetirizine, 10 milligrams a day. Diclofenac 17 milligrams daily. And Madrol, those pack 4 milligrams times 1. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white male. No acute distress. Mild pallinosinus ictusoperfluid edema. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 92, respiration 16 attempts to 97.6, weight is 172, saturation 98. HENT anomalous phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions with scattered visas throughout both lung fields. Heart, the anthems are irregular, small and S2, no mama. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly. Extremities, mild edema with decreased pulses. Reflexes 1 plus, no gross, motor left, its cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is fibromyalgia. And number 3, nasal allergy. And next paragraph. Plan, the patient has been advised to continue with the nebulizer with albuterol solution, TIDPR, and CPAP mask was suggested. And advised to stop the single air, add breast tree, BREZ, tree. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Michael Townsend, MD. Thank you for this consultation. Oh, can you please add in the final diagnosis? Asthma with chronic bronchitis, number 2 is COPD, number 3 is history of fibromyalgia. Next, he will also use next paragraph, follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Michael Townsend, MD. Thank you.